was thinking about the old Tennessee Williams line. There are only three great American cities, New York, San Francisco, and New Orleans. Everything else is Cleveland. And when he wrote that, it might have well been true. But we've had a number of great American cities, Chicago being one of them, Baltimore, the greatest public library in the history of mankind, New Orleans, Miami, Atlanta. But what is sad about that is, as so many folks, you know, we had the white flight once before. Now we're seeing the flight, the fright flight. It's immigrants leaving the big cities. It's blacks. It's Hispanics. It's young people. It's gays. It's university students. It's the people that used to make up the fabric of the urban environment. And let me say, that was a neat environment. That's where the art and the culture, that's where the museums were. That's where the commerce took place. And technology has allowed us to move away from the major urban environment, and so the draw is not what it once was. But the biggest driver out of the city is actually crime and culture. It's corruption, and that's sad. But perhaps no city has fallen further than Chicago. And to be clear, Chicago was a great city. Some of the greatest architecture in the country, because it was home to arguably the greatest residential architect in American history. Sports, cuisine, commerce, trade, commodities. It was at the crossroads of the American economy. It was the Asia Minor of the American economy. And for those folks who've left that once great city, the draw is always there, but the sadness is deep. One of them is Matt Rosenberg, and he's written what I think is a paean to that, a tribute to that. The book is What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. It came out a few weeks ago. Matt, I'm guessing from the title that your emotions run deep because your love was true for your native city.
Absolutely so. I moved here as a six-year-old in 1964. My father was taking a job as a social psychologist at the University of Chicago, and this city's had a big impression on me, a big imprint. And when I was growing up and coming of age here for those 30 years from 64 to 94, I saw a lot, good and bad. And I've been back. I came back last year in 2020, compelled here really by the disorder and the violent chaos and a need to dig in deeper than what I was seeing in the news reports. I did field work for my book, going deep into the south side of Chicago, around where I grew up, but even further in. And I'm back here now, and I came back here in mid-September, and I still feel the potential greatness of this place, the culture. And it's really an American tragedy. The question is whether there's a way out. There's an awful lot that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Matt. But before we get to the solutions or possible solutions, what is wrong? How bad are things? I read HeyJackass.com at least once a week with the crime reports over the weekend. And it's, I mean, it's to the, we started making comedy about it as a way to deal with how ugly it was. And it is truly tragic. Mm-hmm. It's epic. Mm-hmm. Talk about where all the city has gone wrong.
We've got a revolving door criminal justice system that's at the heart of a lot of the trouble right now. And I think, too, in a minority of the households, we've got a failure to live with anything resembling moral authority. That's the phrase I use. We have, in a small but important percentage of Chicago households, we have parents who simply aren't there or who don't care. And so young men are running amok. We had 769 murders last year in 2020. We look on pace to at least slightly exceed that this year. We're also ahead of last year's 1,400 carjackings. And that, as you can imagine, is a particularly awful kind of crime. Usually armed car thieves will box in a driver waiting by the curbside or coming to or from their car, steal their car, under threat of, armed force, that changes people's lives and perceptions forever. Many of them have spoken up. But the overall atmosphere is very dark and grievous. It's basically a Wild West atmosphere. And it's an interesting kind of double-edged situation, frankly, for white people, because now neighborhoods like downtown and the near north side and the near west side that are more upper income and more frequented by tourists are suffering random violence. And now all of a sudden to certain people, now we have a problem, but we've had a problem all along. And a huge component of that problem has been a huge manifestation of it has been black-on-black violence. And I spoke to black people in my field work on the South Side who see the hypocrisy of chanting Black Lives Matter only after a white cop might take a black life, sometimes in error, and for which, a great price must be paid. Accountability is super important. When it comes to actual, real police misconduct, but nobody bats an eye at the daily carnage in the lower-income minority neighborhoods here. But we also have a fear and a failure to talk about race and responsibility out loud. And so our mayor, Lori Lightfoot, repeatedly invokes the mantra of what she calls systemic racism. I refer to her unified theory of systemic racism, and I call it that because she uses systemic racism to explain everything that's gone wrong for minority communities in Chicago. And what we have is really not now in 2020 or 2021. We do not have systemic racism here. We have systemic misrule of an urban progressive political elite that happens to be largely of color, black or Latino. So it cuts across all areas of public policy. There's things we can do to fix what's gone wrong, but it's gotten extremely challenging.
When the city you once loved turns to crap, what do you do? Matt Rosenberg wrote a book about it. We'll continue our conversation with him coming up.
Michael Berry Show.